This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another episode of PT Talker. Welcome back as we bring you an expert each and every week. That's what I like to do as we try and, you know, help physical therapists maybe learn a little something they didn't know. But this week's guest joining us on our podcast today is Karen Litzy. She's a physical therapist, but she's not known in the city of New York as just a physical therapist. No. She is a radio voice, the voice of healthy, wealthy, and smart, her radio show. Welcome, Karen, to our humble little podcast, PT Talker.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are excited to have you today. Now, you have that perfect radio voice, and you have a lot of expertise as a physical therapist, but I got to tell you, you caught my attention because of the fact that you are not just treating patients. You have a weekly radio show that people can call in. Tell us real quick a little bit about it.
Okay, well, the name of the show, as you said before, is Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart. It's a live one-hour talk radio show, and it's on an internet space station called TalkingAlternative.com. So we're live every Monday at 1 o'clock, and then usually by the next day, the podcast of that 1 o'clock show from the day before is on the website on TalkingAlternative.com, and you can go on, you can download it for free, listen for free. So it's been a really fun experience so far.
Yeah, now you are working during the day as a physical therapist. You work for Physical Therapy Associates of New York City, as well as also you have your own home health agency as well?
Yes, I have my own sort of home health business. Where I kind of get referrals. It's all pretty much been word of mouth or from a couple of doctors here in the city, and I just go to patients' homes to treat them in their homes, and they're not necessarily people who are homebound. They're just people who prefer to have someone come to them because maybe their lives are just so busy. It's New York City, you know, so people are always on the go.
Okay, I see. So, okay, well, that's actually a very interesting clarification that you make there, because we've actually had some other therapists on out over on the West Coast who are making a living very successfully of catering to that maybe a little bit higher-end market of people that don't want to go to a clinic but want someone to come to them. So very interesting.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a concierge physical therapy service,
exactly.
If you will.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and I'll just get out there real quick that you have been practicing since 1997. Tell us a little bit about your educational background. Where did you go to school?
So I went to school, it was a five-year master's program at Misericordia University, which is a very small liberal arts school in Dallas, Pennsylvania. So not Texas, but Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And that's kind of outside of the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area.
Okay.
Of Pennsylvania.
All right, perfect. Okay. So when you were going to school studying your anatomy and your kinesiology and all that kind of stuff, did you ever think you would end up on the radio?
Oh, my God, no. No, never. I didn't even think, if you asked me last year, I would say, what are you talking, a radio show? That's crazy. So no, never.
All right. Well, so that's good. Everyone should do something a little bit out of their comfort zone, I guess. And
that's what people say, you know. If it feels uncomfortable, that's all the more reason to do it.
Exactly. All right, well, I've got a million questions, being one podcaster to another. But and I might just mention to everybody that we're actually recording this on a Monday at 3 o'clock. So Karen just came off a recording session and had someone give us some of your most recent topics where you have incorporated physical therapy into your show.
Sure. So a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed a physical therapist based here in New York City. Her name's Erica Mello, and she just started her own private practice physical therapy clinic in Manhattan, which is not an easy thing to do. And so I was really grateful to her for coming on the show and kind of sharing with us things that worked, things that didn't work, stuff that she would never do again, things that, you know, I think her best piece of advice was do what you do best, meaning she's a physical therapist, she's a clinician, and she's a wonderful physical therapist. And that's what she does best, and then delegate the rest.
So you mean like the back office type things? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Checking on insurance, doing payroll, doing A, B, C, and D, where she said it was making her so crazy and stressed that she was losing what she does best.
Uh-huh. Yeah, interesting.
And that's really treating her patients, you know. And patients come back to you because of the way you treat, not necessarily because, you know, your payroll's on time or this, that, you know. So you have to really kind of focus in on what you do best. And
yeah.
I thought that was a great piece of advice from her.
Yeah. Now, your radio show, Healthy, Wealthy, and
mm-hmm.
Smart, who would you say your primary listenership is? Who's that directed to? Would our listeners here at PT Talker be interested in your topics each and every week?
I think so. I mean, I pick topics that I'm really interested in and that I want to know more about. And they're basically topics, it may not be about physical therapy every week, but I try and incorporate physical therapy into the talk every week.
Okay.
So I think the majority of the listeners are people interested in health, people who are proactive about their well-being and about being, you know, healthy and smart, just as the name kind of suggests.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a variety of different guests, and, I mean, so far it's really been a lot of fun, and I have to say I've actually learned a lot.
So as a physical therapist, you've been able to learn a lot. Are there things that you pick
oh,
up
yeah.
in the show that you're using with your patients now?
Absolutely, yeah. I had a show, it was in the beginning of the year this year, back in January, and I had a physical therapist on who also happens to be my sister,
mm-hmm.
Louise Litzy, and she specializes in women's health, and which I do not. So for me, it was such a learning experience to know those aspects of women's health physical therapy that I just didn't know about. And it definitely, now when I treat patients with low back pain, that's something that I actually take into account.
So you're looking for that as a possibility.
Right, right. So before, it wouldn't have even been in my consciousness because I just wasn't, you know, that's not my
thinking.
Expertise.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't really in my thinking. And now after interviewing her, which, I mean, she's my sister. I probably should have known this anyway. But really understanding what she does and how she looks at things, it made me kind of look at things differently.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great.
Let's say we had a physical therapist out there who wanted to do something similar to what you're doing, and certainly
mm-hmm.
they could. You know, you're operating in the New York City market, and anyone has access to your website. I understand that.
Right.
But
right. Well, actually, it's not only in the New York City market. There have been shows where we've had listeners from all over the world tuning in, from New Zealand, Australia, Europe, South
uh-huh.
America, you name it.
Because it is web-based.
Because it's web-based, right.
Right. But I thought, well, maybe there might be some therapists out there who wanted to do something maybe for their clientele or for their specific market. Let's say they're in,
mm-hmm.
you know, Florida. Could you give a little bit of advice, or how hard is it to get started, or to, you know, what kind of things would a physical therapist out there that might be listening to this probably very unusual topic for them? They're used to ankles and backs and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
What kind of advice could you offer on how to get started?
I mean, you know, the way I got started was I was asked by a friend of mine who's a personal trainer who had a radio show if I would be one of his guests. And so I said yes, more so because he was my friend. I didn't know anything about radio. But I think for physical therapists who are maybe interested in getting into, you know, more multimedia type things, is to just kind of be open-minded to it. If someone asks you to do an interview or to, you know, even if it's in print, I think you should just say yes and kind of get your feet wet and see if you like it. And then, you know, there are also ways that you can create your own show. You know, you can do a blog radio show, which you can do from the comfort of your living room if you wanted to, if that's something that you really wanted to, something you were really interested in. And then you can say, hey, I have this, like you said, a clinic in Florida. So I'm going to interview people through blog radio and maybe send it out to my patients, send it out to people in my area so that they can get to know me and get to know what I do.
Sure, which is kind of, I guess, would follow along this social media marketing that trend that is taking place, and I'm not so sure how dialed in physical therapists are. Are you also doing Twitter and some of those other...
Yep. So I'm on Twitter. My Twitter name is Karen Litzy NYC. And I have a Facebook fan page now, aside from my regular Facebook page, and on LinkedIn and all this stuff. And, I mean, that has really, because like you said, a lot of PTs, I know I certainly had no idea what Twitter was and tweeting and all that kind of stuff. But now I'm definitely getting more comfortable with it. But it's still something that even I struggle with. I'm actually thinking of taking a class on social media.
Yeah.
And, become a little more savvy.
Yeah, and I might just mention that you and I became acquainted through Twitter, which is
Twitter,
the power
yep.
of that, which is, you know, something that for me would not have happened a year ago.
Right, and I've actually had guests on my show via Twitter. So one of my first shows, a chiropractor from Vancouver, British Columbia, mm-hmm. Canada, mm-hmm. tweeted me and said, he said, you know, I developed this device for RSI, for repetitive strain injury, and would you interview me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said yes.
Yeah, okay.
And now I've actually been using the device that he created for some of my patients with carpal tunnel or with tennis elbow and that sort of stuff. It's a great little device
yeah.
called the Handmaster Plus.
Yeah, the what is it, the Handmaster Plus?
Handmaster Plus.
I have definitely heard of it. Is that the thing you squeeze?
Yeah, so you squeeze it, but then it also has bands that attach
yeah.
around
your
fingers so that you're getting a flexion and extension.
The world is getting smaller. It really is, Karen.
Yeah, right. So I thought it was awesome that he contacted me, and that was all via Twitter.
Yep.
So
yep.
Twitter's been great.
I'm very familiar with the Handmaster Plus. Well, unfortunately and sadly, we are out of time. So you know about that, correct?
Yes, I do. I do. It goes by like in a snap.
It does. But you've been very kind to share your information about you know, the fact that you're not only a physical therapist seeing and treating patients, but you've got your own radio show, Healthy, Wealthy, and Smart, appearing
yep.
On talkingalternative.com, which is a web-based radio show. Thank you, Karen, for being so kind
well,
and
thank you.
Allowing us to interview you today. That was
thank
awesome.
You. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, no problem. So you have been listening to Karen Litzy. She is a physical therapist who is on the air, so make sure you check her out. What was your Twitter account again? Karen Litzy, NYC?
NYC.
Okay, and if you want to connect that way, you can do it as well. And want to remind everyone that previous episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes. We'd love it. If you'd spread the word, tell your friends that PT Talker is out there. It is free. You can subscribe just by going to www.pttalker.com. And we do this just as a way to bring education, information, tips, tricks, whatever I can think of to our clientele. And maybe someday you'll also be a clientele of us. So, Karen, again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's all of us go out there and try and help someone get better today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.